The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, all you podcasters, it's time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to stump each other with extremely hard questions.
Or really easy ones.
Yeah. Softballs, hardballs, whatever.
All balls.
All right, question number one for you. In what countries did the song More Than Words hit number one? And there are two.
Okay, it went number one in two countries. It went number one in the United States.
That is correct.
And I'm going to guess, I don't know why I'm going to say this, Portugal.
Oh, no. Why? Because Nuno is like Portuguese?
That's the only reason I guess that.
No, it was the Netherlands, of course.
Why? Why the Netherlands?
I don't know.
They're really romantic there, I guess.
It was top five in most countries, but those were the only two that hit number one.
You know, my wife hates that song. And I don't get it. It's a great ballad, but. Yeah, and my wife likes ballads, but she hates that song for some reason.
Why? Because it's basically saying you need to do me instead of just tell me you love me.
I don't need to tell me. I don't know. She's a psychologist. I'm not. Okay, sir. Are you ready for your first question?
Yep.
All right. How many top 40 singles did Dokken have in the United States?
Top 40. I'm going to say three.
The answer is incorrect. They had zero.
Top 40?
Zero. Dokken's biggest single was at number 64, and that was Alone Again.
Wow.
I guess they were more of an albums band and a videos band, but they never translated to singles. I mean, I was surprised when I saw that, too.
That's crazy. I would have thought for sure Alone Again. Maybe the other ballads they've had. Jeez.
And the original band is going to reunite for like six shows in Japan. I think they're getting paid like a little over $1 million to do it.
Yeah, I'd do it for that.
Yeah, so would I. That's why they're doing it.
So is their bass player not with Foreigner anymore? Or Foreigner's on hiatus or something?
It's just basically a week and a half of work. He's still in Foreigner, but they clear some time and yeah, let's go. They're going to pay us this much. All right, we're going.
We'll see.
They're not going to get those kind of offers in the United States. So.
We'll see if Don and George can
maybe
keep
I won't,
it together that long.
Maybe I won't see George again at the Walmart for a while.
If he's making $1 million, he doesn't need to go to Walmart.
Yeah. All right, sir.
All right. Question number two for you. All of these were guitarists for which band? Blackie Lawless, Earl Slick, Sylvain Sylvain, and Sammy Yaffa.
I'm going to say the really crappy New York Dolls.
That is correct. I didn't realize Blackie Lawless was in that band.
Yeah, for like a millisecond.
Yeah. Yeah, like not even a year.
Those guys had the look, but they didn't have the tunes or the musicianship. I tried to get them to them. But they're just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been a fan of David Johansen anyway. But
no, what was that? Buster Poindexter? Ugh.
I don't know why so many people cite them as like influence, but
I know a lot of people love them. But I mean, there's a big band that we like that was heavily influenced by them. That's Hanoi Rocks. I think Hanoi Rocks is 10 times better than the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sammy Apa was in both.
Yep, both.
All right, ready to go.
Okay, we're ready for some real band or fake band.
Oh, boy.
Last time we did this, you kicked butt at it. Okay.
Yeah, so bring it.
Here you go, the first one. Yahoo Bing Bong. Real or fake?
Oh, you had to have made that up. That's fake.
Correct. That's fake. You never know.
You never do.
Okay, the next one. Mm-hmm. The Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. Real or fake?
I gotta say that's real.
You're correct.
Oh, man.
I don't know where they came up with that one.
Now, would you go see them if you saw them on a marquee and go, ooh, Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza?
No, I would not, even though I've heard Tony Danza is a great guy from people who played softball with him.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see him tap dance or have an extravaganza.
Okay, and the third one, you ready for that? So far, you're kicking butt. The next one, you ready for this? Are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Dick Delicious and the Tasty Testicles.
Wow.
Real or fake?
Gotta be fake.
Incorrect. Real.
Oh, man.
This is the first one I've stumped you on.
Yeah, really? Wow. That's a real band.
Yeah. And they're soaring up the charts as we speak.
Yeah. I don't happen to have any of their recordings.
Those guys must have laughed and laughed and laughed when they came up with that one.
Are you ready for question number three?
Oh, I am so ready.
All right, you probably will get this one. Which band set a world record by playing in three continents in one day?
I think you've asked me this one before, and it's Metallica, isn't it?
No, that was a different question.
Oh, darn it.
That was which band has played in all seven
continents. Oh, wait, isn't it Iron Maiden?
Nope. Oof. Even though they have their own 747, they haven't played three times in three different continents in one day.
All right, smart guy. Who was it?
It was Def Leppard.
Oh, okay. When did they do this?
It was just after Vivian joined, late 90s. They played in Morocco, England, and Canada.
In the same day?
Same day.
And why did they do this?
I do not know. You'd have to ask Mr. Leppard.
Mr. Leppard? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. But they got in the world Guinness Book of World Records for it. Maybe. So.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a category.
Yeah, I guess you can make them up as you go. As long as you pay them, they'll actually put you in their book. All right, question number three for you. I'm going to give you a list of three band members, and you tell me what band they used to play in. You ready?
Yep.
Rudy Lenners, Ralph Reichermann, and Francis Buchholz.
Oh, got to be Scorpions.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
Was it the last one that gave it away?
I think it was. I remember him being their bass player back in the day.
Yeah, he was there for like 19 years. So now it's time to pick a song, and I'd like to play some Scorpions.
That's cool with me.
How about
on a Hard Rockin' Trivia Show?
Well, let me announce the song first.
Okay, please. Well, you got to pick a song then.
Okay, let's play Another Piece of Meat.
Nice. On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Oh, thank you. Knock me out. Knock me out. I've been too long alone. I want hurt love, you know. And I need it now. She said, hey, let's go. Don't put on a show. It's just another piece. Another piece of me. Said, hey, let's go. Don't put on a show. It's just another piece. Another piece of me.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, people out there in podcast land, it's time to do something we call intellectual poetry, where I read the lyrics or attempt to read the lyrics of a great song with fantastic lyrics, and Danny has to try to figure out the name of the band and the name of the song. Sir, are you ready?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is a song I know you've heard before, but probably haven't heard it in at least 10, 12 years, but I know you know it. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
In a world to the wisdom tooth, to tell or not to tell the truth. So open up and say amen, rinse cup and spit again. Forked tongue and double speak, pretty soon you just might spring a leak. Inhale before you begin, your iron lungs a bag of wind. Any clue?
Is that poison?
Incorrect. But...
is it the Bible?
No, it's not the Bible.
Okay.
All right, I will skip the chorus for now because they would give it away immediately. Sweet and sour filibuster, faucet pouring, fresh and bitter. Come on, smile and say cheese. On a count of three, you got some mindful... wait, let me try that again. You got a mindful of decavities. Yay. Chew your words lest you choke. You better watch your mouth, wash it out with soap. Tongue-tied in a tangle web, your bile inside better left unsaid. This is a band that you know very well, and you love this band a lot. And you've seen them live.
Jeez. I've probably sung along with the song, but I couldn't tell you that those were the words.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's a band from Southern California.
Did I say Poison?
You said Poison already, so it's not Poison.
You sure it's not Poison?
I'm pretty sure it's not Poison. I'm actually positive it's not Poison.
Okay, from Southern California, and I like this band.
And you've seen this band.
Telling me I've seen this band really doesn't narrow it down, because I've seen a few hundred, so.
Okay.
Ugh.
It's not Anvil. It's not Crocus.
Because they're from Canada and Switzerland.
But, correct.
And I'm pretty sure it's not Toto.
Yes, you'd be right. So what do you think? It's a band you like a lot.
Band I like a lot from Southern California. Motley Crue.
Incorrect. All right. I'm going to go right to the chorus, and you might get it from there. There's a fire in the hole. Fire in the hole. Hey, 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 hey. There's a fire in the hole. Hey, 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 hey. Fire. Ah, shoot it.
Is that Van Halen?
Correct. From the Gary Cherone era.
Mm-hmm. What the hell, man?
You know what? When I was looking up lyrics, I started with the David Lee Roth ones, and there were some songs that when we did the Ramones, there was like a total of like 27 words in the whole song, and it was just repeated. So I said, let's see what Gary's doing. Gary's got some interesting, quirky lyrics.
Yeah.
But I saw this and went, okay, this one's different. But maybe
I like the song.
Yeah, the song's good, but some of the words, what the hell was he thinking?
Yeah, I was asking that with Dirty Water Dog.
Yeah, I almost did that one. And yeah. It's weird. They got weird lyrics in it. And I like the song a lot.
And then there's Josefina.
There's actually some decent songs on the album, but Dave had some really cornball lyrics, and these are goofy lyrics, and Sammy's all lyrics were about love. So if you love Van Halen, it's definitely not for the lyrics. Because if you've ever read the lyrics to Jump, they're just plain stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So the lyrics in this one aren't that great either, but...
all right, well, at least we'll play some Van Halen on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. That'll be good.
Yep, yeah, and that will be Fire in the Hole.
Fire. Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there, it's time for Who the Hell Is This? Where I play 10-second segments of a particular song, and Danny has to guess the artist and the name of the song. All right, Danny, go ahead and play track number one.
I believe that is Marvelous 3.
Correct. And what's the name of the song?
I think it's Tune In Tokyo.
No, let's play clip number two.
It really didn't tell me anything about what the name is.
All right, I'll give you the name of the song. It was Radio Tokyo by the band The Marvelous Three. And the song came out in the year 2000. The band is from Georgia, and they were originally known as South Gang.
Yeah, the only difference between them and South Gang was the lead singer left.
Yeah, they gave him the boot, and Butch Walker took over on vocals. And The Marvelous Three should have been much bigger than they were because their three albums are pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah. Math and Other Problems is great.
Yeah.
And like, what is that, Supernatural Blonde? Love that song.
Yeah.
They have so many good songs.
Good songs, good melodies, funny lyrics, too.
Yeah. They're witty.
Yeah, witty. But too bad Butch Walker kind of went away from that stuff and thinks he's Elvis Costello. He's come back.
Yeah. We didn't get put his rock pants back on.
So let's hear Butch Walker with his rock pants on with The Marvelous Three and Radio Tokyo.
On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.